our second reading, St. Paul tells the Romans, and he instructs us as well, that none of us lives for oneself. We live for the Lord. But what does it mean to live for the Lord? Our readings today explain this way of living very well. First, we are to live as sisters and brothers, as members of God's family. We are called to love, a love that is genuine and all-inclusive in response to the Lord when he said, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Secondly, when we fail to love, when we hurt one another by our words or deeds, we must forgive and be forgiven. In our gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus could not have been more emphatic about the mandate to forgive. Peter wants to know the limits of forgiveness. Must I forgive my brother 7 times? Jesus' answer is quite clear, 77 times. The number 7, the sum of 4 and 3, to the ancients, always meant completeness. So when Jesus tells Peter 77 times, Jesus is saying that there is absolutely no limit on forgiveness. Matthew's account continues with the parable of the unjust steward. Out of great mercy and compassion, a king forgives an enormous debt owed to him by one of his servants. Then this same servant viciously demands payment for a tiny debt owed him by a fellow servant. The unjust steward does not listen to the debtor's plea for more time. He fails to forgive as he has been forgiven. When the king learns about the unjust steward's failure to forgive, the king rescinds his forgiveness of the debt and demands full payment. The king questions, "Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" As you know, the story ends with the unjust, unforgiving steward being handed over to the torturers until he pays back all that he owes. And Jesus then delivers the moral, the lesson of the story. "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." So now let us return to the question, what does it mean to live for the Lord? In short, we must love one another as God loves us, and we must forgive one another as God forgives us. We are to forgive from our hearts, a forgiveness that is rooted in love, and our love for all in God's family, a love that recognizes the uniqueness of each and every one of us. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.